Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Bial on this beautiful day. Yes, we are showering you with sunshine today. Regardless of what you're looking at right now, consider it all sunshine. And thank you for joining us this morning on Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Bial. He is Joe Gorskowski, not Stephen Labadee, who apparently is off this week, the entire week. And Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board. That music tells us that our in-house safety expert is on the line. His name is Brad Schlorf. Good morning, Bradley.
It's more than showering here. It's pouring.
Was it pouring up there? Oh,
it's
boy.
Pouring.
So it's, yeah, it was just barely showering when I got in this morning. So
it's a Saturday avoid yard work.
Well, that, I was going to say, is there anything besides fishing that you can still do? And yard work would be one of those things that you cannot do. So there's a lot of negatives that we can get out of the way with this rain. But you can still go fishing. There's nothing wrong with
I
that.
Could.
Have you never spent you ever done it? You ever been to spend a day on a boat or fishing for 12
Tons.
Hours in the rain?
Tons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
If I'm going, I won't melt.
Exactly. I've been keeping up on the news, obviously. It's kind of bad news because I've been reading about the highway fatalities and especially the big one in Mississauga as of this past week with the reckless driving and speeds over 150 kilometers an hour and that kind of thing. What can you give us in terms of that?
Well, you know, we talked about it a little wee bit last week there, the guy doing 228 in the 100.
Yeah.
Like, that's extraordinary. But, you know, there's a couple other little clips I see this week, like 135 in a construction zone.
Yeah.
You know, and construction zones are, you know, things, you know, usually there's the fine doubles in the construction zone. So I don't know how awful it is when you're doing that over 50 in the construction zone. It's got to be a tremendous fine, get your car taken away for 7 days. But construction zone's a little bit to whine about. The reason that they put all those cones and everything there is because the workers, you know, sometimes have to focus a bit more on their job, so they're not expecting to get clipped by a car going Mach 80.
And now, in all fairness to the drivers, too, because I'm sure some of them are, you know, screaming out at you right now saying, well, yeah, but there's nobody out during the off hours when they're not working. But the cones are still there, damn it. You know?
Well, sometimes I wonder a long time, you know, when you look this has got to be very systematic. Likely that the MTO has a rule book or something about where cones have to be, etc. And you wonder, you know, there's a construction zone where they're working on a bridge, and the cones come back for like 2 miles. But I wouldn't profess to have any idea about how that gets selected.
Yeah, or on a long weekend, you know, you encounter your first set of cones, and everything kind of squeezes over to the right or the left, and of course is bumper to bumper traffic, and all of a sudden, you know, you're 20 minutes into this jam, and all of a sudden you're out of it. And you say, well, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? I didn't see anybody working. There was no construction going on. There is that, too. And I don't mean to sound like I'm complaining or anything. I'm just making
the Blue Jays took the first.
So.
I got nothing.
You got nothing
like
that?
I agree with you, but there's got to be a reason. Like, I'm sure that, because, you know, part of the management of those highways also is to make sure the traffic is flowing as smoothly as possible. So there's got to be some sort of an offset in the, like, the philosophy or the management of that construction zone. And who knows? Maybe the pavement's really chewed up and you just can't see it. I'm making stuff up again.
No, you're not. You're sounding wonderful, as usual. How am I sounding, by the way?
Beautiful. You sound like the picture of health and everything that you want to be.
We're going to find out about my health. Dr. Andrew Pipe is coming up next on the program, and we're going to find out exactly how I'm doing. Hopefully you'll have a good report for me and keep me on the straight and narrow path. Drowning at the Doak East First Nations just south of North Bay near the Upper French. No PFD.
Well, how often do we say this, like every week? And I talk to other people about it when I'm not on the radio. why not?
Yeah, it's like it's
you're in a canoe, you're like you're a little vulnerable. But there's also like there's been a sort of a spate of swimming drownings in the last little while I've seen in the press, and sometimes it's people with nobody else around. So
yeah.
What happens then? Like it, you know, right from when you're a little kid, the first time you go anywhere structured, it's swim with a buddy. Like you may think you're invulnerable, but
just bizarre. All right, in lieu of the fact that that you will not be doing officially now, you will not be doing yard work. What will you be doing?
Well, I'm not sure. The planning department has just kind of been wandering around, so I'm. Have to get some suggestions soon.
Stay away. Hide. Don't be
visible.
Oh, I do
that. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can. I'm closeted in the basement. I'm not really here.
All right. I wish you all the best on that one, my friend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, no matter what it might entail.
They're all wonderful.
Take care, Brett.
See you later.
You too. Bradley Schlorff, retired and still looking to hide from people, still trying to figure out how to be invisible, even in his own house now. Retired Staff Sergeant with the OPP and now our in-house safety expert. He tries to keep an eye on things for us and fill us in, maybe give us a different perspective on some of the stuff that we read in the newspaper as opposed to, you know, getting it from straight media folks and media types. We like to get Brad's perspective on these things as a former OPP officer and sergeant, etc. Sometimes it's a little different viewpoint, and it's kind of interesting and refreshing to listen to his stories. And it's also kind of interesting to hear how he deals with the domestic issues, and he scrambles and hides. But weekends like this are perfect for them. They're absolutely made for all of us who do not necessarily embrace the opportunity of working on the backyard or the side yard or the front yard or the neighbor's yard on the weekend after you put in a full week's work. But, you know, it's also very hard today to justify to your significant other that you want to go golfing or you want to go fishing or you want to go anything that, you know, would normally appeal to you and you only. It's pretty hard to justify that today, because I can give you the argument as to why if you could go fishing or golfing today, you could probably do the yard work that you're being asked. So anyways, we'll deal with that next week and find out how Schlorff got away with it.